This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports don't stop on the weekends.
Neither do we.
Let's do it.
It's time to take a look at sports, both locally and beyond.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter.
He's on timeout.
Dynamite!
The latest on everything sports right here.
You play to win the game.
Time Out with Eric Slaughter starts now.
Get a T.O., baby! Get a timeout!
Now, here's Eric on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to Time Out with me, Eric Slaughter. 5:05 on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, evening here in the ATL. 404-726-0929. That is the phone number, the digits to join me in conversation. I really want you to do that in about 25, 30 minutes or so when we're going to talk some Atlanta Hawks here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. As the Hawks are winning basketball games, they've won two in a row, three out of their last four. They've moved up to number 7 in the Eastern Conference playoff standings. And that doesn't sound like much, but if you asked that question a week and a half ago, where are the Hawks at? Well, they were at number 9, heading towards number 10. So to climb up to 7 in a matter of 7, 8, 9 days, that's a big deal. And we're going to talk about it here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're going to have a great show. Got a great show. I'm here until 8 o'clock, baby. Got 3 hours with your boy. We're going to talk a lot of hoops. We're going to talk NBA. We're going to talk college basketball. My man, Deshaun Tate, I'll tell you what, he is one of the happiest men in Atlanta today, because not only is it March, which is his favorite time of the year and his time to shine, but his Sparties won a big game today in the Big Ten. We're going to talk about that. He's going to join me around, I think, 6:20 or so. In the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to talk some Falcons as we are, about 12, 14, 8, sometime, 12 noon tomorrow. You do the math. The free agent tampering period can start, and then the actual free agency starts on Wednesday, which means tomorrow at noon, they can call and say, hey, man, you want to go out with us? Because it's pretty much a dating situation. You know, they're going to pass them a note. Do you like us as a team? Would you come play with us? You know, how much money would it cost? So they can do that tomorrow at noon. Think they ain't doing it right now, you will. Yeah, they are. But technically, they can do it tomorrow. We're going to talk that with my guy, Aaron Freeman, the host on Locked On Falcons, the podcast. He's going to sit down and talk with me. He's got an interesting take that I want you to hear. That'll be at 7:20. And, of course, we are going to just chop it up here for the next 3 hours. That's how I do it. Chop this thing up like onions. Make a meatloaf out of it. And that meatloaf is going to be real good. Real, real good. That's a great Sunday dinner. Right, Dom? Dom Chorosky is sitting in with me. He's here. How you feeling, brother?
Absolutely. I love some meatloaf.
Yeah,
I'm hungry,
that's great.
Now.
You know, home cooked Sunday meal. That's how we're gonna do it. That's how we're gonna chop it up here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. You were downstairs yesterday as the Red Bulls came in town and got a 0-0 draw.
Yes.
I gotta say it in proper soccer.
Right. Nil.
Nil draw with Atlanta United. It's better than a loss, all right. How was that downstairs?
It wasn't too bad. Like I said, we were downstairs at Star at our sister location there, but good match. Some of the same issues that we've seen that some people have kind of started to.
Yeah, what happened to the 3 points we scored, 3 goals we scored in the first game?
Yeah,
they said that they hoodwinked us.
The slam team, right? That was what it was supposed to be. It's been a lot of the same. Again, I still think it is just a matter of it's early. Team still needs to gel, but there is a growing concern amongst some fans that the second half woes are starting to become a bit of an issue. United has kind of gotten in this kind of rut where they start very fast, come out, they're very energetic in the first half, and then second half, for whatever reason, whether it's guys just not being on the same page, whether guys are tired, missed assignments, stuff like that, the second half tends to be where the team gets a little bit sloppy. So if we can see this, if we can see this club play a full 90 minutes
Of Atlanta United?
Yeah, of Atlanta soccer. United style soccer, it'd be great.
Attacking, shooting on the goal.
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet, but you're 1-1-1 right now, so you're not
1-1-1.
Not in a terrible spot.
Yeah, well, currently 11th in the Eastern Conference, even though it's very early. Still 8-9 more months soccer to go because they play all the way to November and December if you make it to the MLS Cup. So long way to go. And then next Sunday, next Sunday they are the premier game of the week. They are the Sunday night MLS game of the week as Inter Miami comes back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But we'll talk about that as we go along. And later in the show, we'll talk about the week to come in Atlanta sports. It's going to be a great week in Atlanta sports because the Hawks have 3 home games next week. But we'll talk all about that. That's going to be what we're going to talk about for the rest of this hour because I'll ask you at 404-726-0929 in the next segment a lot and the following segment after that. Are you impressed with what you're seeing by these Atlanta Hawks taking 2 out of a row out of Indiana Pacers team that is a playoff team? The Pacers are above the play-in line, and the Hawks have taken the last 2 games at home against them. They beat a really good Memphis Grizzly team up in Memphis. They did have a close game against another playoff team. I forget who they lost to, but
The Bucks.
The Bucks, thank you, Dom. It was only a 6-point loss to them. So 1-3 of your last 4, played the Bucks team very closely. The Bucks team are one of the favorites in the Eastern Conference. And now you got 3 games this week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, that look real winnable on the schedule. Could we be talking a week from now about a Hawks team that have won 6 out of 7 games? Would that not make you sit back and say, whoa, like Black Rob? Like, whoa, can that happen? Will that happen? I think it will. I really do think it will. This is what I'll say. You better not lose to the Philadelphia 76ers tomorrow night at home. Have you seen what this Philly team is doing? The best players probably never going to wear their uniform again. He might look real good in the black and red or the yellow or depending on what night it is of the Hawks. I mean, sometimes the Hawks even wear like a powder blue, you know. So pick a jersey that you like of the Hawks, and that guy could look real good in it. I can't say his name. Well, I will say his name. I'm not a tampering. Joel Embiid. He ain't going to play no more for the Sixers, at least not this year. And if you read those internet rumors, hit time in Philly might be done. D-O-N-E, done. Stick a fork in it. We should win that game. The Charlotte Hornets come to town on Wednesday. Ha ha ha! The train wreck that they are. And then the Clippers come to town. We beat the Clippers in L.A. Now they come to Atlanta. We all know James Harden going to be – if it ain't – they play on Friday. If they arrive within a minute of one of the Atlanta adult establishments closing on Thursday, Harden going to visit them. Friday night after the game, win or lose, Harden going to visit them. So, so the Clippers –
he'll be at Magic.
Yeah, any of them. If Magic is closed, they might – shoot, they might open just up for James Harden. They might open up private showing for James Harden. Yeah, that's how he roll. That's how – if you don't know how James Harden roll, check his Instagram. So, We'll be talking about that, but I want to know what it is out going on. And other than that, there's a whole lot of things going on. The Braves are still playing in spring training. They've kind of come back. The Braves were really hot for a minute in spring training, that was. They won like five straight games. Now, all of a sudden, every day you hear about a different injury for our Atlanta Braves, which is a little deja vu. We've been down this road before. So now they're saying our free agent acquisition outfielder is going to be out for a while. Of course, our catcher, our big free agent signing from 2 years ago, our all-star best defensive catcher in Major League Baseball is out again. So what's going to happen with our Braves as we are 2.5 weeks away from Major League Baseball opening day? It's coming really fast. This week starts the second week in March. The last week in March is opening day of Major League Baseball, so we'll see and keep an eye on that. Of course, over the next couple of weeks, every Sunday, a lot of times in this very time slot that I'm in right now, I will be gladly turning it over to From the Diamond and one of the best Major League Baseball voices that we have all around, Grant McCauley. He resides right here at Sports Radio 99 The Game. So if you need any of your Braves updates, Grant's the way to go. You can catch him on Twitter at Grant McCauley, and he joins. I mean, I think there's times during the week where Grant McCauley will join the morning shift, he'll join the midday show, and Dukes and Bell all in the same day.
Yeah, he's making his rounds. Yeah.
But the inside knowledge that he brings about the Braves, and pretty much if you catch his Sunday show around the diamond, he goes around all 30 Major League Baseball teams and just gives you information that you cannot get anywhere. So we're so glad. This will start, I think, Grant's third full season here at 92.9 The Game, covering the Braves like only he can do. So we are just weeks away, weeks and days away from Major League Baseball starting, one of my favorite times of the year. It's 5:14, the first day of daylight savings time. You lost that hour of sleep tonight. If you were like me, it came real early and you weren't actually very happy about it, because I actually been in the studio since 11:30 this morning, which I should have got an extra hour because I was here for both of the NCAA games. You heard the High Point University punched their ticket to March Madness as they took down Winthrop and they won the Big South. Congratulations to them. And then you heard the Drake, the they ain't got nothing to do with that singer up in Canada. This is Drake University. They punched their ticket to March Madness with a 63-48 win over Bradley. But we're going to talk about all that and more here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. We're going to talk more Hawks when we come back from the break in about 5 or 6 minutes, and then we will open up these phone lines. Are you impressed with what you're seeing from these Hawks? Can these Hawks make a run? They got 18 games left. Can they get on a hot run, get to the sixth seed? I'll talk about that. I don't know. But they currently are sitting firmly at number 7. And believe it or not, they're in first place in their division. We're going to talk about all that and more when we come back. This is Sports Radio 929 The Game. This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Got my man Dom sitting on the other side. And we are all day, every day on the Odyssey.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
See ya.
And it comes out now to Dyson Daniels. Dyson over to Trey. A long three by Trey. It's good again. Oh, boy. Trey Young. He's got 22, and the Hawks lead 56-42. 22 first half points for Trey.
Trey was on fire in the first half, finishing the game with 36-8. And the Hawks took the second in a row over the Indiana Pacers. They've won 3 out of 4. I mean, it wasn't looking real good for the first couple games after the NBA All-Star break. The Hawks lost 4 out of 5 coming back after the All-Star break, but they have really started to turn around, especially now that they are back inside the cozy confines of State Farm Arena. I was in the building on Thursday as Odyssey had their annual Odyssey night at State Farm Arena, where we hosted and we were the host of the games, V103 and Sports Radio 929 game. You got to see many of our faces out in the crowd doing the promos on the court. And I was the last person, Dom, I was the last person to leave the Odyssey suite on Thursday night, okay?
Okay.
Because most of the folks was like, look, we got to work in the morning, you know? And they were like, look, we done our part.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. We all were full because the spread was delicious. And they were like, we got to go. It looks like the Hawks pretty much have this in hand. But I was like, well, look, I didn't see the Hawks blow some leads. So I stayed until the horn went off and the clock read 0-0-0. And we held on and beat the Pacers on Thursday. We beat them again on Saturday. And I was like, man, these Hawks are starting to play really good. They are definitely not the team we started with way back in October. Jalen Johnson, out. Veet Krejcikcze, out. DeAndre Hunter, gone. And man, has he been laying? Did he not land on a pot of gold as the Cavs have won 13 straight games in a row? I ain't mad at him. He put in his time here. We gave him a contract. Good for him. He got traded to a really good situation. But the Hawks are starting to play. Can we keep this up? Got 3 more games at home this week. A Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So no back-to-backs. You get a night off after every game. And all 3 of these games are very, very winnable. 404-726-0929. Are you liking what you are seeing out of these Hawks? Are you buying into, hey, they're playing good defense? Dyson Daniels, does he not lead the NBA in steals per game? That dude is a beast. He got arms like go-go gadget arms, and he just picks people's pocket. He gets in those passing lanes. Double O is a scoring machine on the paint. He drops steps, dunks, gets offensive rebounds. He gives up a little bit on the defensive end. Yes, he does, because he's an undersized big man. He's not a true center. He's a power forward slash center. He stands at about 6'9", okay? He's not the true rim protector that Clint Capella is. But what he gives us on offense definitely makes up for it. And the rookie, Zachary Risache, showing signs of why we picked him number 1 overall. We're up to number 7 in the East. The Detroit Pistons are 5 games ahead of us for that 6th seed. Only 18 games to play. That might be a pipe dream to think we can get to 6. But I'll take 7. At 7, that means you get not 1, but 2 chances on your home floor to advance into the playoffs. Because you'll play number 10. If you by some chance lose to them, you'll still get to host another game at home. So buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Phone lines are open. I believe we got one person out there. Jordan, you're on 92.9 The Game. Are you feeling these Hawks right now or what?
I like how the Hawks are doing, Eric's. They're amazing. I hope they can win the rest of their games.
Well, I don't know, but I don't know if they're going to, Jordan, I don't know if they're going to end on an 18-game winning streak, but I'm thinking these 3 games at home. Go ahead, Jordan.
I think they can win out because Trae Young has been on fire lately, and he's going to do great the rest of the season.
I agree with you. Trae is playing well all-around basketball. And, Jordan, I appreciate that call, 404-726-0929. People forget. I mean, understand this. And this is why the fact that Trae Young was initially left off the All-Star Game roster. I came on this airways. I came on Sports Radio 929 The Game right before the All-Star break, just after he got named as a replacement. I had a show on a Sunday night, Monday night, whenever it was. And I just said, this was just ridiculous that this man who can drop 30 any given night that he wants to, who leads the NBA in assists per game in double-digit assists. He averages 11, 12 assists per game. Okay, last time I checked, a point guard's number one responsibility was to set and flow the offense. It's not to score, okay? Basketball has changed. Yes, it has, okay? You know, when Russell Westbrook 15 years ago came into the NBA and was like, look, I'm going to average a triple-double and I'm going to be the leading scorer on our team, that wasn't what we used to see. When Steph Curry started averaging 30 points a night. That wasn't what we used to see. The point guard's position was to be the facilitator, steal the ball, which Trey is underrated as a stealer in the NBA. You know, his overall defense may not be great, but he will pick your pocket, okay? You know, but the fact that he can drop 30 on any given night, the fact that this man is not recognized as an all-star each and every single year, get the heck out of here. You know what I'm saying. 404-726-0929. Dom, I see you nodding your head over there. So you're agreeing when I'm preaching here on this Sunday evening?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I like what I've seen out of the Hawks this year. I think it's unfortunate that the Hawks have had to deal with the amount of injuries they've dealt with this season.
It's just like every team in this town.
Yeah.
What is the plague over the sports teams in this town?
Yeah, I have no idea. But obviously, you know, you lost Jalen Johnson early on, and that kind of really set things back. And then just because of those injuries and stuff, it kind of dictated where you needed to go with the season. Like, if, you know, Jalen Johnson doesn't get injured and you don't have the injuries that you had throughout the season, is DeAndre Hunter still here? Are you as pressed to move him?
You have to keep him.
Right?
So, if you, I mean, think about it like this, Dom. I've said it. We are currently sitting in first place in the Southeast Division. And unfortunately, this isn't 5 or 6 years ago when, as a division winner, you were guaranteed a top four seed in the NBA playoffs. That doesn't happen like that anymore. I guess it was 5, 6 years ago now. They changed it where they went straight by records, and they didn't care if you won your division. If you didn't have one of the best records, you didn't get home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. I wish that still was it was, because if we can go out now, I looked at the schedule. Like I said, we got 18 games left, okay? We still face Orlando two more times this year. On April 8th, and we end the season against them on April 13th. We still get one more shot at the Miami Heat on March 27th later this month. And guess what? If you haven't looking, Miami's not playing so good. You know, that guy Jimmy Butler, well, I think he was playing possum, because the Golden State Warriors are 11-1. 11-1 since he arrived in the Bay Area.
Amazing what a change of scenery can do for you, right?
You feel me? Okay, so if you think Jimmy Butler wasn't playing possum in Miami and not really giving his all, well, he was. Because you don't get to another team and they go 11-1 if you're not still the real deal, okay? So this division is the Hawks for the taking. I know it's not an NBA championship, but a Southeast Division winning banner being raised at State Farm Arena next year on opening night, I'll sure enough take it. I sure will take it, whether you're in the play-in or not. I'll take a division championship out of this team. 404-726-0929. Looks like the lines are lining up here. Josh, you're on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Are you feeling what the Hawks are doing as of late?
Man, I'm feeling the Hawks. I'm feeling the Hawks every night, man.
I like that. Them. Every night. Keep it going. Tell me.
I don't know about the last caller. He said it was going to win out every game. I don't know about that, but I do see us probably losing about three games, maybe four. But the Hawks have been on a roll, and I like what I'm seeing from them. I like what you guys are saying. I'm really liking it. I like our hopes for this year. You know, whatever we face the Knicks, it's always going to be us. But
no, well, Josh, you're making great points, and I appreciate that call. Okay, 18 games left. Okay, look at some of the teams that we got coming up. We got two matches with Charlotte. Charlotte's a bottom-dwelling team in the Eastern Conference. I don't think we play the Wizards anymore, but we also play Miami. Okay, we play, like I said, we play a couple of teams that are really not that good. Now, Steph Curry and Golden State still come down to Atlanta late in the year. You know that's going to be a sold-out building. You know, so there are going to be some L's along the way. There's no way in the world the Hawks are going to rip off 18 games in a row. Not going to happen. Even what Josh has said, 14-4, I don't know about that. But I'm thinking, this is what I'm thinking, 18 games left. If we can go 10-8 over those 18 games, that should be enough for us to bring home the Southeast Division Championship. And I'm telling you, whether we make it out of the play-in, which we should, if we keep playing like this, I mean, the teams that are currently in the play-in, three teams from our division, Orlando, Miami, and us, and I think the Brooklyn Nets maybe, which is a team that we've got coming up here in a few weeks looking at these standings real quick, none of these teams in the play-in are better than us. We are going to establish ourselves and what we can do, because we have four more games in the division. So it's the Magic, Heat, and the Chicago Bulls. I don't get scared by seeing any of those teams. We should get out of this play-in round. Now, if we get out of the play-in, that means we'll see Cleveland, I believe, in that opening round. Now, we've seen them before. We've actually handled business against them before. But if they keep doing what they're doing right now, because Cleveland's just killing everybody. Cleveland has won 13 straight games. How does that happen in the NBA? 13 straight games. I think they play later tonight, too. They got a big one. I think they play the Bucks or somebody like that tonight. So we'll keep an eye on Cleveland. But I really think our Hawks can continue to play well and go into the playoffs on a hot streak. And we will see what happens. So 404-726-0929. Jackson, I see you out there. Wally, I see you out there. You got to hold on to the break with me, okay? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Got to keep these bills paid. You're going to listen to us. We'll keep talking this Hawks conversation on the other side. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Time out with Eric Slaughter. We're talking Hawks. We're talking our Atlanta Hawks, who have won 3 out of 4 and could make this thing 5 out of 6, 6 out of 7 with this schedule that's coming up. We will talk about it. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. If you haven't done it yet, make sure you download that Odyssey app. Breaking news in the NFL. So that divorce between Myles Garrett and the Cleveland Browns, well, I guess they went to therapy and made up, because Myles Garrett is now the highest paid player in NFL defensive history, and he's staying with the Browns with a 4-year contract. I mean, you can get therapy and get through anything. You know what I'm saying? Those divorce rates should come right down, because if they can do it, anybody can do it. But that's not what we're talking about right now on Sports Radio 19 The Game. We are talking basketball. We're talking a lot of NBA. In the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a lot of college hoops. My man Deshaun Tate is going to join me at 6:20. He's going to break it all down for us. And, of course, we're taking your calls at 404-726-0929. And before we get back out to the phone lines and talk to these Hawks, I just saw a stat that just blew my mind. Dom, trivia question for you. Name this basketball team, okay? College basketball. This college basketball team has won 9 of the last 10 conference tournaments. They've won 9 of their last 10 conference tournaments. This basketball team has won 3 of the last 4 national championships, okay? This basketball team, over the last 10 seasons, has averaged 31 wins per season. Name that college basketball team. I'll give it to you again. Have won 9 out of 10 conference tournament titles, 3 out of the 4 national championships, and over the last 10 years have averaged 31 wins per game, per 31 wins per season.
I should know this, and I'm drawing a blank. Okay. I have no idea off the top of my head.
This is the ladies of South Carolina University, the Lady Gamecocks, okay, who just won a few minutes ago, just won their 9th out of 10th SEC tournament. Dawn Staley is the best basketball coach in the game right now.
She is
okay?
that girl.
I'm like, this is crazy. Since 2015, they have won 9 out of 10 SEC tournaments. The only year they didn't win it was 2019. That's crazy. They've won 3 of the last 4 national championships. And if you bet against them to not win it this year, you a fool. You's a fool. As they used to say on Sanford and Son, you a fool. 404-726-0929. Back to our Hawks. Our Hawks will never see a dominant run like that. They will never see it. But they might have a good run here in these last 18 games of the regular season. Because I just counted it. 12 of those 18 games, 12 of them are against 9 playoff contending teams. Utah Jazz, one of the worst teams in the NBA. 2 times versus the Charlotte Hornets, worst teams in the NBA. The Philadelphia 76ers, you get them 2 times, they're a shipwreck waiting to go. We got a couple train wrecks in there. This team can really get hot coming down this stretch. 404-726-0929. What are you thinking? Are you feeling these Hawks and what they're doing right now here playing in the NBA? Going right back out here to the phone lines. Who we got waiting for us? Jackson, you've been holding very patiently. What?
We actually have Wally. Jackson dropped out.
Hey, well, Jackson, if you're back out there, you want to call back in, you can get back in the queue. Wally, you feeling these Hawks? Talk to me.
I am feeling the Hawks for sure. You know, the 18 games, I've been looking at the schedule, playing only 5 teams with a winning record.
Yep.
One is Dallas Mavericks, who are on their way out.
They're barely holding on to that winning record. Actually, in about 2 minutes, because Phoenix is spanking them right now, they won't have a winning record.
So, you know, we've been inconsistent against weaker teams, if we can get a little consistency going, I do see 13-5 or 14-4. I think 10-8 would be a disappointment. I think that we can be at 41-41. And the other thing to look for, I don't think we can catch Detroit, but Indiana is sliding right now, and they're only a half game above Detroit. So I think the real goal is catching Indiana, not Detroit. I think Detroit's going to stay a winner. We're not going to catch that.
Okay, so
I'm for him. I think something good's going to happen.
I like it, Wally. Thank you. Thank you for that call. Call my show anytime, Don. Wally dropping some knowledge. So the Indiana Pacers and the Detroit Pistons currently both have 35 wins. Okay, but the Pacers have played two less games than the Detroit Pistons. And he's correct. The Pacers are starting to really not play good basketball. They've lost two in a row. They are 6-4 over their last 10. The Hawks are 4-6, but then we are on an upper trajectory. Could we catch one of those teams? Could we find a way into or out of the play-in tournament? That would be absolutely amazing. Now, 12-6. He said my 10-8 prediction would be a disappointment. 18 games left. Six of those games are against playoff caliber teams. Those six games are at home versus Golden State, on the road at Miami, home versus the LA Clippers, at the Houston Rockets, at the Milwaukee Bucks, and versus the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks team that may be without their star Jalen Brunson when that game gets played. I don't know how long. Brunson just announced he's going to be out for a little while. Don't know. That game's not until April 5th. Will he be back by then? Will they just say, hey, we're going to hold you out into the playoffs anyway? I don't know. That's six of your 18 games. 12 of those games against teams who are below 500 and not even close to the playoffs. Because this is the deal. In the Western Conference, this is what makes the Western Conference just a gauntlet. And I know the Lakers are on fire, even though they lost to the Celtics last night. And the Nuggets, I believe, lost today or something like that. The Lakers took down the Nuggets. The Nuggets aren't playing great. But the Western Conference, just from top to bottom, yes, OKC has got 50 wins and kicking butt and taking names just like Cleveland. But there's not a single team in the Western Conference that are playoff caliber that's under 500. Every team in the Western Conference that is above the playoff line or the play-in line have winning records. The West is just going to be a gauntlet to go through. They're going to take each other out, and the team that comes out the East is going to sit back and maybe just be able to pick the bones clean. We'll see. So it's going to be a good run coming down the stretch. I mean, it's March. College basketball, NBA down the stretch, playoffs in April, great time of year, daylight savings time, longer days, warmer weather. I couldn't be happier. Sports Radio 929 The Game, 404-726-0929. And we're going to talk a lot of college hoops in the next hour. Once again, Deshaun Tate will join me at 620. He's going to give us an early breakdown of what he's seeing. This time next Sunday, right about this time, it's 546 here in the Kia Studios, nine floors high, College Square. I mean, Selection Sunday is next week. The final championship games are Sunday at like at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. There's always a couple games that take us right before Selection Sunday. And I believe the selection show will be at about 7 to 8 o'clock next Sunday night. So we'll be knowing that field of 68 this time next week. I do think that our Georgia Bulldogs, congratulations to them, as they won their fourth game in a row, beating the Vanderbilt Commodores. Not the Commodores of Lionel Richie, but the Vanderbilt Commodores. They beat them in Athens yesterday to win their last four regular season games. They'll head to the SEC tournament this week in Nashville, and we'll see. You're going to hear from Coach Mike White in the next segment. We're going to get really deep in that in the next segment. And we'll see whether or not I want to ask Deshaun whether or not he thinks the Dogs are already in, or do the Dogs have to go to Nashville and win one or two games? We'll talk all about that in the 6 o'clock hour. That's what we're going to do here, 404-726-0929. But we're finishing up this Hawks conversation. You can get tickets. You got three home games this week. Of course, you can hear all three of those games right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, because you got the 7:30 tip-off Monday night versus Philly, 7:30 tip-off Wednesday night versus Charlotte, 7:30 tip-off Friday night versus the LA Clippers. Pre-games each night, 7 o'clock here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. So, I mean, it's a big week of basketball on 929 The Game. We got Hawks Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Tuesday night, we will really get into our NCAA coverage because starting next week, this station and our sister station, WLK, we are your home for NCAA March Madness as we are every year. This is my fifth year here at Sports Radio 929 The Game, and we really give NCAA basketball really good coverage. It's going to start this week because on Tuesday night, we will play both the CAA, and that's the Colonial Athletic Association. We'll play their championship game, and then we'll go all the way out West Coast for a late night basketball coverage as the West Coast Conference, which usually is Gonzaga or St. Mary's or somebody like that, will play that championship game. Next Saturday, the Big East. Can we just go ahead and give the title to St. John's, right? I mean, this is pretty much theirs to lose, right? They've won like 75,000 games in a row. Coach Rick Pitino, he's like 90 and still coaching the heck out of some basketball. So we'll have the Big East Championship for you next Saturday. We'll have the Conference USA Championship for you after that. We'll have all that. And then Sunday, another Hawks game. And then Sunday night, Inter Miami. Inter Miami is in town. Is Messi still playing for Inter Miami? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will he actually play this time? Because he didn't play last
year. We'll see.
Last year, right?
Yeah.
When they were in town, he didn't play. He was a last minute injury or something like that, right?
Yeah. He missed one of the matches here, yes.
Yeah. People shelling out all that money to see Lionel Messi play for Inter Miami. Well, it's the Sunday night MLS game of the week next Sunday. Our Atlanta United hoping to get back in the W column. You know, they took a loss to Charlotte. They get a draw versus New York Red Bulls. Now we need a win. Loss, draw, win. That's the trajectory. Loss, draw, win. That's what we need. And send Miami back home upset. Come on now.
Just get a little better each week.
There you go. Progression. Right.
2 weeks ago, you lost. Right? You lost. Then we got a draw.
Then you get a win.
We're making progress. Baby steps.
Put that in the guides. Put that in the MLS guides. We're going to get that. That's next Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So that's been our Hawks conversation. I appreciate those who have called in. Maybe we'll talk a little more Hawks later in the show. We are going to talk some Falcons. I told you when I started the show, in about 15 hours, give or take, legal tampering. When they came up with that 4 years ago, that was one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard. Just move free agency up 2 days. Started on a Monday. Does the week not start on a Monday? So then why does free agency start on a Wednesday? Now, I know it's a exact date. I guess the date stays the same every year. I don't know. But if the week starts on a Monday, just say, hey, we're starting on a Monday. And we'll see how much money gets thrown through the air. I can't wait to talk to Aaron Freeman, the host of the Locked On Falcons podcast. He's going to join me later in the show. Who can these Falcons go after? And do we have any money to do it? And if you haven't watched it, I'll talk to Aaron about it. Aaron said, guess what? The Falcons have more money than you think they do. Don't think they don't. Everybody's saying, oh, we broke. We ain't got no money to spend. Well, it's going to take some maneuvering. It might take giving a few people a pink slip, but the Falcons are going to find some money to spend, and there are three free agent defensive ends. Now, that Myles Garrett dream, over. It wasn't much of a dream anyway. That was a short-lived dream.
Yeah,
I don't really think it was going to happen, but, you know, whenever a player says, I'll never play for you again, you can look right at him and say, hey, just call him a liar. Because 2 weeks ago, Myles Garrett told anybody to ever listen that I'll never, ever play for the Cleveland Browns again. Until they make me the highest defensive player of all time. Money solves all problems. So if you missed it, about an hour ago, the breaking news came down that the Cleveland Browns have made Myles Garrett the highest paid defensive player in NFL history. He gets a 4-year, $40 million per year extension. $40 million per year to sack the quarterback. Does that not tell you how important it is to get a defensive end that can get to the quarterback? This man's making $40 million per year with $123 guaranteed. Guaranteed. And he's going right back to Cleveland. Going right back to the mistake by the lake. That's what they call Cleveland. I actually had a job interview in Cleveland a few weeks ago. I was on my way to the mistake by the Lake Man. It was within the Odyssey family. Everybody knows. But, you know, it was as good as it gets. I mean, he ain't going nowhere, Dom. Nowhere. Cleveland, Cleveland. That's that song. Cleveland, Cleveland.
The land.
He's going to be right there.
Land,
this is for you.
Yep.
This is for you. Your boy might be on the way back there, too. Because we're going to talk about that later in the show, too, what LeBron and Stephen A. had to say later in the show. So this is Time Out with Eric Slaughter. It's 1 hour down. 1 hour down. Two more to go because I'm here with you until 8 o'clock. So when we take this break, we're going to come back. Five tickets to the NCAA tournament have been punched. I'll let you know who they were. Big game today up in the state of Michigan. We'll talk about that. The Dukies, they've had a run through the ACC. We're going to talk about that. And our Georgia Bulldogs, our basketball Georgia Bulldogs, are they on their way dancing? We'll talk about all that and more here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter. I am he, and I'm all day, every day. We are all day, every day on the Odyssey app.